All right, hello, welcome to the Fantasy FC podcast. I'm here, Merce is here. We've done this podcast already, haven't we, Merce?
Yeah, we have.
But since we recorded the podcast, Martin Keown came back to us, all right, on the when you asked him last week, okay, that you said you'd pay £50,000, right? If you paid £50,000, you'd kiss him, tonguey kiss with love bites, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Martin Noble's here.
And what's Martin say?
Well, Martin's come back, but...
It was... Come back for what?
He's come back with an answer, and we're going to find out at the end of the podcast. Do you think that's an exciting tease, Mark? Would that keep you listening?
I don't think I'd want to see it, to be honest. but, yeah, I would want to know what happened.
OK, well, listen to the podcast, wait till the end, and then you'll hear what Martin says.
You're listening to the Fantasy FC podcast.
Brought to you by Sky Sports.
Nice and quiet on the floor, please, guys. And you can start
on
your own time.
It's only John here. He's saying nice and quiet on the floor to just himself. Oh, that's good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 7 of the Fantasy FC podcast, also known as Max and Merce's Premier League Predictions, featuring me, Max and Merce. Merce, hello, Merce.
Are you all right, Max?
Would you like to know what's on today's podcast?
Yeah, please, mate.
Good, right. No Premier League, OK?
I wasn't there.
No, there isn't. There's the FA Cup, so we'll look ahead to that.
Oh, really?
The fifth round. We'll go into real depth
in
our...
You knew I knew that. Yeah.
I did know you knew that, yeah.
Stop being acting
for sake. Yeah. Are we having a fight? Is this our first on?
No, I got...
No, OK. Twitter Q&A. We enjoyed that last week.
Yeah, that was...
And it's a West Ham 1-11 special, so we'll get the best side Trevor Brooking played with. And Mark Noble is our guest today. The best 11 he's played against.
Yeah.
Right, reviews for the podcast. We like these.
Yeah, got it.
This was from Frankie, who said, football gold.
Oh.
Good podcast to listen to before the weekend's matches, which is sort of what we're trying to do, isn't it? Think Max has to lay off Merce a bit, though. He's forgetting he's effectively had a demotion from Soccer AM to this. Thank you, Frankie. Jamesy says, surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I hate reading Merson's predictions on Sky, as he always seems to think Man United will lose or draw.
Oh.
However, when I listened to this, he came across very well, and I liked Max from Soccer AM. And this is from Dudders, who says, it's good. Merce is good at talking about football. Max is better than Fenners, and he seems like a nice person. Hey, look, you can't argue. This
you
is what they write.
You can't send your own stuff in. That's terrible.
Before we go on to the FA Cup games, I just want to check how your super, super, super Sunday was.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
I was up the park first.
Mm-hmm.
Went up the park, played with Kate's nephew's football.
Okay. Got any good?
Got muddy. Yeah, they're all right. Got muddy and then went home and then just watched Super, Super Sunday. All day, and it didn't disappoint.
Do you know what I did? I watched, when it came to the Liverpool Villa game, I thought the cricket deserved the television and the football went on the laptop.
Yeah, cricket was fizzling out by then, wasn't it?
True.
De Villiers had his eye in, so it was the end. But I mean, if I'm telling the truth, I had to turn it over, the Villa game. It was getting too cringeworthy, if I'm being honest.
When Touré scored.
When Touré scored and then the Villa players jumped on him, I thought, no.
The God. Least movement from a player ever at a corner.
Ever.
It's his head.
Ever. I had Sabutio players that moved more than that. Seriously.
How was he not marked, though? I couldn't understand.
You know, when completely out of their depth they were.
Did you, what did you think of the Jolyn Lescott car tweet gate?
If I'm being honest, I haven't seen any of it. Okay. I haven't seen any of it.
Okay.
I've been up the gym, I've been working off.
You are on a diet, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's
it's hard.
Yeah, what are you doing? What is your plan?
I go to the gym every day and then just try and... For Lent, I've given up bread, crisps, sweets and chocolate.
Okay.
And if people go, oh no, chocolate sweets, I mean like sweets. You know the way I eat sweets.
I do know the way you eat sweets.
So I've stopped that and I've gone to the gym, but personal trainer next week.
And is it to get a wedding body?
Not really, you know, it's just like you get uncomfortable, don't you, sitting in certain clothes.
Mm.
So, no, if it was for a wedding body, I think I've peaked too soon, and I, you know, starting in February and it's not till July. I mean, I could be like Jabba by July.
Kate loves you as you are, though, doesn't she? She doesn't need you to have a six pack.
Nah, but I do.
You do?
Yeah, that would make me love me even more.
Okay. FA Cup fifth round. Yeah. Arsenal v Hull.
Fifth round's always good round.
You like it, do you?
Yeah, I love the third. Yeah. Fourth's a bit, yeah, because it's like it's still a lot. Third gets you going. Fourth, that the fifth now, you win this and then you're in the quarter final, the FA Cup. Why they use the six, I don't know. Should always say the quarters.
Okay. Did you love it personally as a player?
Yeah. Every kid's dream of playing the cup final.
Did you raise your game for it? Or were you always at peak?
No, you can't always be at peak. No. I'd have been playing for Barcelona if I was at peak, wouldn't I?
Were you that good?
If I put my best game ever,
yeah,
and it stayed at that level for peak, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Why not? Ah. But if I had to have stayed at that level, I'd have probably been home the next week.
What was your average? What's your average rating, do you reckon?
I'd like to say 7.
Yeah.
Always tried. Yeah. As a trier.
Yeah. You were better than a trier, Maz.
Yeah, I know, but I don't, you know.
Yeah, you don't, you know, it's for other people to say that.
Questions, and I just put my foot in it by saying I could have played for Barcelona.
I was so great, that's true.
So people will be raging.
That'll be a headline for the website.
Yeah.
Paul Merson says, I could have played for Barcelona.
Yeah. But you've got to read the whole thing, yeah?
No, just the headline.
Right.
No one's won the FA Cup 3 times in a row since Blackburn in 1885.
Yeah.
So this could be, do Arsenal care about this? And the Hull care about this because you know they've got bigger things to
deal with.
I don't
think Hull do. No, I wouldn't have thought Hull do. You know, top of the Championship. You know, you've got to get in the Premier League next season. Yeah, I think it's a bit like the Burnley game last time for Arsenal, wasn't it? You know, they Burnley at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had bigger fish to fry, and I think it's exactly the same with Hull. I expect Arsenal to win this game. I really do, and I think they'll win it easily.
Will they have one arm?
Not because Hull are no good. Yeah. They will. They'll have a weakened team, but I just can't see Hull playing their proper team. I really can't. If they do, I mean, Hull ain't going to win the FA Cup and get promoted at the same time. No chance.
So what's the score going
to
be?
I'm going to go 3-0 Arsenal. Okay. But I do fancy Hull to get promoted.
I think it'll be 2-0 to Arsenal, if you were interested. Reading v West Brom. Stir us into excitement about this game, please.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because the FA Cup wins you. The FA Cup draw wins you the FA Cup, really.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time. I mean, if you draw Liverpool away in the third, Man City away in the fourth, Arsenal away in the fifth, Chelsea away, you're not going to win the. Yeah, you're not going to win the. You do well to win the getting the cup final. But West Brom have had two great draws. They had Bristol City at home, then needed a replay. Mm-hmm. They had Peterborough at home, needed a replay, and they won both of them. And you think, why don't you get the job done? You know what I mean? It's like, we won't play our strongest team. I think it'll go another replay.
Really?
I'm going to go draw. I mean, I know Reading had a great cup run a few years back.
Yeah.
But I am going to go for a 1-1 draw. West Brom to win the replay.
All right.
I say win the replay. By the time the replay comes around, you know you got in the next round. And if it's Chelsea away, it takes a gloss off the replay, doesn't it?
Some people saying they should scrap replays in the FA Cup. Which would be terrible for, say, you know, as a Cambridge fan, we drew with Man United at home. We got £1 million out of that replay. That's made such a difference to our club.
Yeah. But what I would do, I would seed the third round of the FA Cup.
Really?
Seed it. So the lowest seeded team left in it plays at Old Trafford.
And then so you'd fix it?
It's not a fix, but you've got to make these teams make money. Now, it's no good, like, Guiseley, off the top of my head, getting all the way through to the third round of the FA Cup and drawing Millwall away.
But that's the beauty of the FA Cup.
No.
What's the...
You just asked me, I just told you.
Okay. Did you give a score for Reading West Brom? You did, didn't you?
So you're not going to let me finish what I was going to say?
Yeah, finish it.
So that means that team will make money.
Yeah.
You know, if they go to Millwall, no disrespect, there's going to be 5,000 people there. They're not going to make anything. They just won like 7,000 games to get there. So, just seed it, and then get rid of the replays.
But no seeding in round four.
We're only doing replays, yeah? We're only scrapping replays for the top four teams.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing it for. When I played football, we used to start the League Cup with a two-legger.
Hmm.
You know, you had FA Cup replays. Sometimes it had to go on another game. Now, all of a sudden, they're scrapping them. So... jury's out, but it's only for the top four, isn't it? As you say, you know, Cambridge made a lot of money, but if you seed the third round, the lowest seeds will make money.
Are you saying footballers have got it easier than in your day?
No.
Harder?
Oh, yeah, because there's more spotlight, you know, everywhere you go, the game's much bigger now.
If you'd played in this time, in the social media age, how much of an effect would that have had on your career?
people I'd tweeting have
been on a
photos.
Few, I'd have, yeah, I'd have been on a few YouTubes.
Would you?
I'd have thought so. I'd have thought so.
A few front pages.
I was on them without. I was on that without the media. So,
although you wouldn't Periscope like that Paris Saint-Germain player. Do you hear about that?
Their I heard back. About it, but I didn't know what.
So he went on Periscope. Is like live video tweeting.
Yeah. Right.
And then he did a Q&A like we do.
Yeah.
But he answered all the questions, even the ones that are really quite offensive.
Wow.
And he said what he thought of Laurent Blanc.
And was he in the team before that?
Yeah, playing well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, you can't have a go. Yeah, you can't have a go at the manager. That's not right.
No. Watford v Leeds.
Yeah, Watford have put themselves in a position where they can have a right go here. I think Leeds will take thousands there. Because Leeds can't really go up now. I think they're a little bit too far away. I am going to just go Watford here. Yeah, I'm just going to go Watford. I'm going to go 2-0. I think, you know, they're one win away from staying up, so they can play their best team in this now.
Igalo might be on his way. Seems reading things saying that Watford are kind of resigned to losing
him.
Yeah,
and seems like they're bringing someone from somewhere else in to play with Troy Deeney. Yeah, I mean, it's Watford. I say that, to be fair, with the amount of money in the Premier League next season, you don't really have to sell your star players anymore, do you? But do you want to give someone 100 grand a week and everybody else is on 30 or 40? I mean, that's when it becomes unrestless. And at the moment, it looks like Watford have a very good team spirit.
Where would he go? Who would want him?
That's the thing.
Sort of fifth to tenth type team?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think he's one of them players that, you know, needs a bit of space. You know, I don't think he's one of them could go to a team where they're going to sit on the edge of the box. But I do think he's a good player.
But also, he's had so much help from Troy Deeney.
Yeah.
That if he goes and plays as a single striker up front on his own, that's a different game, isn't it?
Yeah, but the problem is he does make good runs and he's going to be playing with better midfield players that can find him. So, you know, I can understand that. But Troy Deeney would be disappointed if he didn't move on.
And that's a big hole for Watford if they lose both of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go 1-0 Watford. Bournemouth versus Everton.
This is Everton, isn't it? This is it now. I mean, they've got nothing else to play for. Shocking result last week. I know they had 30-odd chances, but second half really didn't look like scoring second half. Or too many, they didn't. They're not even on the first page of the league table at the moment, which is shocking, considering.
Where should they be? Because I've heard people say they should be top six.
Yeah,
but still,
definitely.
Not easy to get in the top six. You know, there are lots of teams who are good enough to be there.
There's not many. Chelsea had a bad start, which they would have. You know, Liverpool and Everton.
Their squads.
Squad. I don't know. There's not a lot. You know, out Leicester. You know, is Tottenham's team better than Everton's?
Yes. But it's not. If you put them both together. Yeah.
I mean, you'd get half and half. If you picked a team, I would have said. I would have said. I'd said you'd probably got half and half, and maybe just less, but they shouldn't be where they are. I'm going to go for a draw here. Everton to win the replay. Everton are one of my teams to win the FA Cup this year.
Oh, really? And Bournemouth got bigger things to worry about, haven't they?
Yeah, they got to stay up. They got to stay up, and they have got bigger things to worry about. A bad result again last week at home to Stoke. So, you know, and he does make changes in this. You know, he's made changes in every cup game, even at Portsmouth away. I think they had 10 changes. So, you know, I've gone Everton 1-1 draw, win the replay. But thinking about it now, you got to be all over Everton. Any punters watching, you've got to be all over.
I was going to go Bournemouth, but now you've told me that Martinez rests players. I'll go Everton 2-0. Because I listened to you, Merce.
Eddie Howe always rests his players. He'll make 10 changes.
Blackburn West Ham on Sunday.
They're the other team that I fancy for the FA Cup.
West Ham.
Yeah, I mean, they've just won. They beat Liverpool. Yeah, the atmosphere was supposed to have been great the other week at that game. You don't want to have drawn up there, win at home, and then go and spoil it all at Blackburn. I can't see anything but a strong West Ham team winning 3-0 at Blackburn.
Paul Lambert, when he came back to football, was looking so bronzed and tanned and happy. And like 2 months in, he looks
grey.
Grey.
Yeah.
That's what management does to you.
Yeah, it does.
How did you look after Walsall? The day after Walsall, did you look
like you'd been through the mill a bit?
I went in $1 million.
Yeah.
And I come out £1 million lira.
And physically, just every part
physically,
of you broken?
No, I'd probably put on more weight. Just comfort eating.
The pain. Yeah, eating through the pain.
Yeah, eating.
Did you eat more when you lost a game?
Probably. Yeah. Comfort eating. Yeah.
They had to push me out the door.
That's why they sacked you.
Yeah, so
because you were eating too much.
Eating too much. Yeah.
What's the score, Blackburn West Ham?
I'm going to go 3-0 West Ham.
Oh, really? I'll go 2-1 to West Ham. Spurs Palace. Spurs have already beaten Palace twice. Adebayor comes back.
Yeah, they're struggling, Palace. Bad result again last week. They're in real, real bad situation. I thought they put themselves in a position to have a good cup run, Palace.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 5 or 6 or 7 weeks have been a disaster. So, you don't know what Tottenham team's going to play. You don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to play a good team against Florentina and not against Thing. But I'm going to go West Ham because I just don't know where they're going to turn it around at the moment.
West Ham.
Palace. Sorry, I'm going to go Tottenham. I don't know how Palace are going to turn it around. It's a lot of games.
Regardless of the team that Spurs put out. You were on Sky Sports News just now saying, look, Spurs have got to, they've now got to sit there and think, we really could win the Premier League now.
Yeah.
And that's such an enormous thing. Think about it. Since 1961, they haven't won the top division.
And they'll never come any closer again than this for a long time. I wouldn't have thought. Mm. I wouldn't have thought. You know, you've got to see next year that, you know, Man City with Pep coming in and Chelsea are going to be stronger.
Liverpool will be better. Manchester United will be better.
Man United, Arsenal and buy players again. Well, I'm sure they'll buy a couple of players. So, you know, this is a time. But I always think when you're at home in the FA Cup, it's hard to, I wouldn't say mug it off.
Yeah.
But it's hard to sort of rest players. You know, you've got 40,000 fans coming and paying good money. Away from home, you can leave players.
Do you think Harry Kane needs a, just one game off? I thought at City, OK, Kompany was playing and played well, but Kane didn't do as much as he has done. There's a lot of Tyler's running in that role anyway.
I thought Vardy as well for Leicester on Super Sunday looked tired. Mm-hmm. For the first time, I know they're not in the FA Cup and it's a blessing really for Leicester, but that was the first time I've seen him look exhausted. Even when he was running for things, it was like, oh, I'm not going to get this. And that's not him. He usually runs after anything and nicks a corner or throw on. But yeah, I mean, Harry Kane, this is the problem with this Florentina game as well. You know, you travel, you take players away. What's the point? If you're going to play, if you're not, leave them at home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get in until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think there's more chance of being in the Europa than the FA Cup.
What will the score be?
I'm going to go 3-1 Tottenham.
I agree with you, 3-1 Tottenham. Chelsea, Manchester City. City apparently going to play a few of their kids.
Well, they should be good, the amount of money I've spent on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they got a big game in midweek in the thing. I mean, this is the problem, isn't it? You know, they say, English teams don't do well in the Champions League. Could you imagine in your wildest dreams Paris Saint-Germain playing in a big French cup tie like in no time before a European game? You know, you look at PSG. PSG.
I would say that in my world.
PSG played Chelsea, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
PSG played Chelsea the other night, right?
Yeah.
PSG played Friday night. Or did they play Saturday afternoon early?
Either way.
Oh, yeah. Early Saturday afternoon. But sometimes they play mainly on a Friday night before a tie. And Chelsea play Friday evening. You know, now Man City, whose season's starting to crumble a little bit, I've got a massively hard football game at Chelsea before they travel to Kiev, which is like, 7 days away by plane?
But in my wildest dreams, I don't dream about the fixture list from Liga.
No, you probably do. You wouldn't, would you? You've got no interest in football, you? Absolutely zilcho interest in football. I bet you didn't even watch the Super Sunday. I know you said you told me you did. You're probably sitting at the theatre watching some show on your own.
Where did that come from? What did you go? What's the score?
2-1 Chelsea. 2-1 Chelsea. Chelsea to win 2-1.
I think City will win 1-0.
Whoa.
Oh, I know, big. Well, I don't care, do I? So whatever. I'll say whatever I like. Shrewsbury.
You know what league Chelsea are in, yeah? They're at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know that.
Chelsea v Manchester United. Shrewsbury v Manchester United.
Told you you ain't got Gooby.
Look, I just read it out loud. If it's not on the paper, what am I meant
right,
to do?
Right, yeah.
Mass, I've got away with this for like 8 years, all right? Yeah.
Don't spoil it now. Think you could come in next year.
Right. Proper cup tie. The only thing is, I played at the old Gay Meadow and it was...
Flooded.
It was like oldie. I've been to the new one. It's beautiful.
Is it?
It's a lovely stadium, lovely ground. And that's why I just don't see a shock here.
How big a loss is Rooney? Not just for this game, but for the Europa League and 2 months.
Yeah, for everything. I mean, you know, people go, oh, he ain't been doing well. You watch now Man United without him, you know, and I think it's a worry for Man United. It depends how, if Shrewsbury make this a proper cup tie, I mean a proper cup tie.
Knock it long,
two banks battle. Of four. If they go out, and I don't know if they play a footballing game, if they go out and go, you have it, we have it, you know, but...
They're 19th in League One, so whatever they do, they don't do it particularly well.
No, but sometimes it's harder to get the balls down in them leagues and start passing it around. Yeah. So, you know, for me, it depends how the younger Man United players, because this could be a proper FA Cup tie, but I love the saying of the cream always rises to the top, and they've got some top players, Man United, so I'm going to go for a 3-1 Man United win, but I do see Shrewsbury scoring a goal.
I presume you've given up cream as part of this diet.
Yeah, I wasn't a cream man anyway, really? But yeah.
On a scone, or just butter and jam?
I call it a scone.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is your posh?
No, that's what you call it.
Oh, really? I call it a scone, probably because I'm trying to pretend to be not as posh as I am.
Mm. You call Shrewsbury who?
Chelsea. Yeah. Very similar teams.
Posh.
I'll go 2-0 Manchester United. All right, we'll do a Twitter Q&A in a second, Merce. Like that. But right now, let's get a classic 1-11. It's a West Ham special today. So first up here is Sir Trevor.
It's called Trevor Brooking. Sir Trevor Brooking. He played for West Ham.
Did he?
Yeah, 80s, 70s.
He scored that header, didn't he, in the cup final?
Yeah, good guy. Who was that again?
That was against your lot, wasn't it?
I went through an era, to be honest, where we were very lucky with goalkeepers, and so this was difficult. Yeah, I mean, Phil Parks, I mean, that's to be the West Ham choice. He was absolutely awesome. Our physio, Rob Jenkins, always had a bit of brandy in his flask, and so Phil knew that, and so he had a little swig of that. Almost for luck, he said. I mean, Clem works for me at the FA, so he'd be mortified when I tell him that I picked Schultz. But Schultz was a fanatical trainer. He was one of those that yelled and shouted if you scored against him. He was mortified. Schultz was an outstanding goalkeeper and probably deserves with 120 caps to be in my starting 11. So I've got Bonzo as a right back. Billy Bonds. Swashbuckling, we always used to call him, a bit of a musketeer with his beard and his long locks. Then to be fair, luckily for me, he was too good to be wasted at right back. Everyone thought he was my protector, really, that if anyone started kicking me, then Bill used to sort them out for 5 minutes. But Bill was a lot better than that. I mean, he was a quality footballer. Bonzo was Mr. Reliable, inspirational captain, a legend, and one of the most genuine individuals I have ever met. My central defence, let's start, I suppose, of the two with Bobby Moore. Yeah, it has to be Bobby. It was very sad that, you know, we lost him so young, really, 20 years ago, but... as I say, that reputation and legendary status, certainly as far as West Ham and England's concerned, I think gets stronger as each year goes by. Even when I was a youngster before I joined the club, I can remember I had a couple of bits of treatment off Rob Jenkins, our physio. Bobby always was there on a Sunday morning lapping, and I said to Rob, why is he coming on a Sunday? Oh, he said he's here relentlessly. So they play on the Saturday, he goes out as a nice, you know, social meal, drink, but he'll... On Sunday morning, he's always there lapping and sweating it out with his sweatsuit and tracksuit, which was a good little lesson as a schoolboy. I thought, well, okay, it's not bad for England captain and West Ham captain to be doing that. The partner alongside is a tough one. I decided to include Alvin Martin, who got a handful of England caps. Stretch, pace could have been a query, but then it was a pace with Bob and me and Frank and whoever. But we read the game well enough, and Alvin, but he did often... when we say stretch, just get a toe end in the intercept. And the left backs, somebody only got, a bit like Phil, only one England cap was Frank Lampard. Frank came through our youth system, which, you know, was pretty strong status for the last 20 or 30 years. Although he was more right-footed, played a lot of his career left back, but he was consistent. He was as hard as nails. He had that volley that he could always hit a good shot just outside the penalty area. So that's the back four and the keeper. Well, in midfield, you have to include the World Cup trio. Martin, of course, was one of those that did score a lot of goals during his career. But unfortunately for him, probably during that World Cup scenario, he was always the third of those three. Bobby's the captain and Mr. Impeccable, because he was such a smart dresser, Bob, and whatever. And no one roomed with him in the end, because they didn't want to upset the room that was so meticulously tidy, because he folded and hung up everything, Bob. Jeff then, of course, got the hat-trick, and Martin really was that third, which was unfair because he became key player then wherever he went in the other clubs. Alongside Martin, Ray Wilkins. We had a really good understanding. He was a great passer of the ball, really good leader. I actually started rooming with him early on, and then I ended up going with Kevin Keegan, and our rooms were a tip. Ray was a great character. I got on really well, and I think has to be in my team. On the left is pretty easy. It was another West Hammer, and he'd have been in anyway, and that's Alan Devonshire. I mean, Dev, he and I had just developed a fantastic understanding. He had an electrifying pace that you just thought as a defender you were going to get him, and then he'd gone away from you and he was off and flying and you couldn't catch him. On the other side, Mick Shannon, really. I mean, Mick, with his windmill celebration whenever he scored, he was again, really strong character, a very bubbly individual, loved nothing better than scoring, moaned and groaned on the pitch and about things off it, but he was somebody who you'd want in your starting 11. So we're back into our two front men. One had to be Jeff Hurst. I joined the club in 65, made my debut in 67, and we played up at Burnley, who were a really good side in those days. We drew 3-3, and one of the most outstanding things I always remember, the three goal scorers for us were Moore, Peters and Hurst, which was pretty good. He had that ability to chest shield it, puff the old cheeks as he was running along, and really a strong attacking person to get on the end of crosses. And then the one playing him the whole, my England captain for most of the time, Kevin Keegan. The England nickname I had was Down to Kevin. We had about six or seven Liverpool lads, and we used to meet up on a Sunday night. And at that stage, there was a series on TV called Hadley, and Gerald Harper was the lead person. He was a sort of a noble English gentleman down south who had this estate and everything, and used to do stocks and shares. They then thought, whenever we met up, how's the stocks and shares had and all that. But Kev was fantastic, great captain. Bubbly character, you know, he did all sorts of things. I mean, he got a top 10 hit, the lad slaughtered him, but I mean, he just bounced off him. That's me, 11 really, they'd take some beating.
Thank you to Sir Trevor Brooking. Time now for the Twitter Q&A. You ready, Merce?
Yep.
James Hill asks me, I think, why are you such a melt?
Definitely you. Definitely.
Do you know what does that mean as an insult, melt, do you think?
Who's saying that? Your dad?
No, this is James Hill.
Oh, James Hill. No.
Liam says, curry sauce or mushy peas?
Mushy peas. Depends what you're having the curry sauce with. If you're having with king prawns and rice, but if you're putting king prawns, rice and mushy peas on the top.
That's a good point.
But yeah, I do like mushy peas.
Scott Heapy says, best player you played with, Merce?
Oh, by a million miles, not even close. Dennis Bergkamp.
Matthew Neem, favourite dinner?
Oh. Fillet steak, chips and mushy peas.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you have a Bernays sauce?
No, mustard, English mustard. English mustard. No English mustard. Throw the dinner in the bin. That's like going to the chip shop.
I'd have a Dijon. I would have Dijon mustard.
Of course you would.
Because an English mustard is quite strong, isn't it? Yeah. Like if you take too much, really it tingles your nose.
Yeah.
Mark says, Merce, if you had to measure the height of a walrus, would you use feet or meters?
Feet.
Dan, Merce, are you aware of any kids named Merson after you? My brother was going to call his firstborn Merson, but it was a girl.
Yeah, a few people have come up to me and done that. Yeah, have named the.
Well, they call them Merson.
Yeah, name, no, not middle name, first name, Merson.
Billy says, what does it feel like being relegated to fantasy football instead of Soccer AM?
Answer it then.
I'm quite happy with it. You think I'm unhappy with it. But I'm pretty relaxed about it.
You are now.
Yeah.
You didn't used to be.
Is that right?
No, it is right. You know it's right.
I was annoyed for about a day. Then, you know, what are you going to do? You know, we'll all be dust in 100 years. Didn't matter if I stayed there or stayed here. No one would talk about me in 100 years, would they?
I don't know.
Do you think? Is anyone going to talk about you in 100 years?
I won't. I don't know.
No, don't know. Merz, which of today's Arsenal team would get in the untouchables?
Oh. Peter Cech.
Over Seaman?
Lehmann.
Over Lehmann?
He was a goalie.
Ross says, Ozil or Eriksen?
Ozil.
Tex says, who could down a yard of ale the quickest?
Out of the two of us.
I'd be awfully sleepy after that. Dan says, without looking, Murph, spell the team name of Manchester United's opponents tonight.
Who are they playing?
Midtjylland.
Oh, I thought it was Shrewsbury. I was going to go, I know that. Midtjylland is MJITHLAND.
Well, I've got it written down, so I don't know. Lee says, I think there are more than one L. Lee says, who would
That's
win...
That's really fair. I'll settle for that.
Who would win in a Premier League WWE-style over-the-top rope battle royale? I imagine managers.
Oh, Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, easy. Even if he went in first,
yeah,
he'd stay for the whole thing, wouldn't he? Stoney says, Merce, what's your favourite soup?
Oxtail.
Really?
Or there's a real nice chicken spicy...
Yes, Lehmann.
Thank you. Just got it through Lehmann. Boom. Nice one. Nice one. Yeah, there's a nice spicy chicken soup, Thai one, in a very famous shop.
Oh, really?
That does real good food that you can go down every aisle and eat everything off of it. There's not one bad thing in that place.
James Pegram, question for Merce. Who do you hope will be co-presenting with you next season?
I haven't really thought about it yet, but tell him I'll get back to him.
Paul says, what's your preferred breakfast?
Porridge with some honey and then some blueberries put on top. That's the diet in Paul Merson.
Oh, that's good.
The one that doesn't diet.
Full English?
No, would be an omelette with mushrooms, peppers, chilies with tomatoes. Tin tomatoes.
Tin tomatoes?
Oh, I love tin tomatoes.
Do you?
With Tabasco.
Do you get more nutrients in a tin tomato than a fresh one? Do you know that?
You do, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I have them.
Nick Barker, this is a bit of criticism, Merce.
Oh.
Max, is it possible to get through an entire show without vomiting?
Oh.
Due to the amount of rubbish that comes out of Merce's mouth.
Well, don't listen, but you are, yeah. And you'll listen again this week.
To be fair, if we're going to be really brutally honest about it, I'm yet to throw up since this season began. Even like thinking about it later, I haven't thrown up once, Merce.
Nah.
If that's a yardstick of how much I like working with you.
Yeah.
Yet to vomit. Alan Johnson says, do penguins have knees?
No.
They're not?
I don't think
so. Well, they waddle, don't they? But they must have a knee joint.
Are they?
Who's the better player, says Arsene, between Messi and Ronaldo?
Messi. Messi's a team player.
Wilson says, what are your opinions on the pedestrianisation of Norwich City Centre?
So, it's awkward, really, because Norwich is one of them places, one road in, one road out, isn't it?
So it's a one-way system.
Yeah, they need to sort it out. But, yeah, it's...
Rye says, when did you last go to the toilet?
What time did this start?
About 15, 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes or 21 minutes ago.
The bearded baldy says, what's the best flavour crisp to go in a sandwich?
In a sandwich? You don't put crisp in
a
sandwich?
Oh, you do, or you can.
I know you can, but you don't.
Like a Tyrrell's ready salted, I would say.
I'm going to go with Skips, prawn cocktail Skips.
Oh, I think they would get a bit soggy. Especially if you had like a tomato in the sandwich as well.
Oh my God, who has a tomato crisp sandwich? No one.
Chris says, what centre-forwards should Roy Hodgson take to the Euros?
Rooney, Vardy, Kane. I think three. I think that'd be it, wouldn't it?
Really?
Who else?
Sturridge?
Oh, sorry, Sturridge. Welbeck. Oh, you can't take them all.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Wow. Yeah, what happens now if Sturridge scores 10 in 10 to the end of the season? Yeah, and Welbeck's always been one of Roy's top people. Yeah, always go-to man. Scored big goals in the group stages. Does Vardy go? Who's had a dream season, who's done nothing wrong.
You've got to take him, haven't you?
But who don't you take then if Sturridge has scored 10 in 10?
What if Rooney doesn't get fit?
I didn't say that, did I? I just said if he scored 10 in 10. If he doesn't get fit, he can't go.
No, he can't go, can he?
Do you know when it is?
What, the Euros?
Yeah. Yeah. It's this competition at all the countries. I don't know if you know.
Football on Five, that TV show, have tweeted us.
Yeah.
They've asked, will Cambridge be in the Sky Bet League 2 playoffs this season?
Well, what?
Will Cambridge United get in the playoffs?
Oh, I think they'll just miss out because Portsmouth are just on the edge at the moment and I really fancy Portsmouth to get in, so there's one taken. And Accrington will go up or in. So it'll be hard, but next season maybe.
Stevie asks, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Hillary Clinton.
Good. I would go Bernie Sanders, actually. I like what he says. Dominic says, does Paul Merson actually think Arsenal can do the job over Barcelona?
Absolutely no chance.
Tom Chambers, on a scale of one to Tony Yeboah, how hard could Todorov hit a football?
No. Middle, five. He wasn't really a hotshot Hamish.
Lordy says, who's...
Or is it Hamish?
Hamish. Who's been the best or favourite guest you've ever interviewed and why?
And I haven't interviewed too much. Gazza.
Gazza's up there for me, but it's got to be Mr. T. Andrew.
You know
says,
he didn't play football.
I just said best person you've ever interviewed.
Oh, sorry, but I'm just letting you know. I don't know if you didn't know.
Mr. T played for Gillingham for years. Yeah. Andrew Traverse says, why does Merce always get his weekly Premier League predictions terribly wrong?
Seriously. It's the hardest thing in the world is football to judge, to think football. I mean, I made what's the name, a cert last week, Everton.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest cert of the day, and they lost 1-0. I mean, seriously. It's hard. So all I can do is give my opinion what I honestly think it'll be, but...
This is a good one from Diego. It says, for Merce, who chucked out the most lip when you played against them? Sledging or trash talk on the pitch?
Oh.
Who gave you the most chat?
A lad who played for Coventry, as it goes.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was at Walsall. He didn't stop giving me stick. I think it made me retire in the end.
What was he saying?
I don't even know his name.
What did he say?
I think he's at Sheffield United now or somewhere like that. He's at midfield players going, you're an has-been, you've got to pack it up and all that. And we were losing like 5-1 at the time, so you couldn't even argue back, do you know what I mean? It was.
Did you give it back or did you
no,
just try
I
and
couldn't,
let you...
I couldn't. It's just,
he was right,
mean?
Was he? Was
yeah,
he right?
I just couldn't. We're 5-1 down, you know what I mean? I'm not getting a kick. And he's going, you've got to pack it in, you has-been, you know, gone.
And how was he?
First of all, you're like... You try to give stick back and then you have to go, wait there a minute, calm down, Paul. So I would say him. I forget his... Honestly, I'm not being disrespectful here, but I forget his name. I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way. But I'm sure he went to Sheffield United and I think he's somewhere else now. But he's a real tenacious midfield player.
When you were playing, if someone was kicking you a lot, did you just want to go off?
I would just go and stand away from him.
Really?
Yeah.
But regardless of... tactics or formation, you just go to another part of the pitch?
Yeah.
Did anyone tell you to go back there?
Only once, Jules Graham with Stuart Pearce. Like, I was on the one wing and Perry Groves on the other, and after 20 minutes he said you have to swap wings, so I thought, that's all right, 20 minutes, just swap wings, get away from Stuart. And he didn't come over, so I just went over there with him.
So you and Perry
both playing on the left wing for about five minutes.
Finally, GA says, does Wurzel Gummidge have knees?
Yeah.
OK.
Because he's not really a scarecrow.
That's a man. Was a man dressed
as a man. It was a man, so yeah, I mean.
It was John Pertwee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy those questions?
I did. Yeah. I'm just rubbing my apple against my jeans to get the wax off it.
It's quite seductive.
And then I'm going to tuck into this boring apple.
Should we finish with the best 11 Mark Noble's played against?
Yep.
All right.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, he's our guest on the Fantasy Football Club, which we're about to record.
Great.
We've got an audience of 100, too big for the studio.
Yep.
Shows how popular he is. Do you want to know when it's on? If people listening to this haven't seen Fantasy Football Club and they want to watch it, would you like to know? We're on a Friday, 6:30, Sky Sports 1.
Yep.
10:15, Sky Sports 5. And the issue with Sky Sports 5 is people don't click past Sky Sports 1, so we need to try and persuade them to go there.
10:15 is awkward time, isn't it?
Well, because you haven't... One for the road, or shall we watch Max Mercer and Mark Noble? What would you do?
Yeah.
You'd have a bit another pint.
My road wouldn't start at 10:15, if I'm being honest. One for the road's 11, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you just never need it, do you? You wake up and think, I didn't need that last one. As always, we're the Soccer AM warm-up show.
Yeah.
9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Yeah.
That's the dream, isn't it?
Well,
that's what we both aspired to be one day.
It is, isn't it?
And we've made it.
As you said... We lost name, wouldn't you soon?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Backing up. How can you go from that to warm up? Wow. That's like me being manager of like Arsenal and then coming in going, do us a favour. Would you be manager of the youth team, please? And I'll be like, what? Youth team? I'm manager of.
But we just need to show the amazing amount of humility that I've shown.
A fair play. I dread to think what you like when you get home, but you do well when you're here.
I looked at all the offers I had on the table.
The one show weren't there, was it?
I picked the best one.
Of course you did. You're not wrong there.
And the only one. We will we'll leave you with Mark Noble's 1-11 of players he's played against. Have a great weekend. Your 1-11 of players you've played against.
Yep.
But not necessarily the best players, but personal... sort of battles you've had.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it through experience, through my own experience that when I've come off the pitch and sat there and thought, I've been taught a lesson today, to be honest. Not from midfield players anyway, but goalkeeper is Cech, Peter Cech. We was 0-0 against Chelsea once and he saved my penalty, which killed me after the game. But every time I played against him, I just thought, what a goalie. You know, he just the way he commands the box and stuff and just really stands out.
Most important position on the pitch? Do you think?
I mean, I think you can see it with Arsenal now. The amount of times I've watched him and the amount of goals he's saved, one-on-ones, and just I think he's definitely worth 10, 15 points a season for sure. Right back is Gary Neville. Because I remember playing against United and he wasn't in, I don't know whether they had a Champions League game, but he wasn't in the starting lineup. And we was on top, I think it was we were winning 1-0 and they got injured to their, I think it was Wes Brown or someone, and he come on and completely changed the game from right back. On the ball, his ball's into the front man. I think he set up a goal and it stands out in my mind as to change the game from right back is a bit special for sure.
Yeah, top right.
The two centre backs I'm going to go for is Rio and I don't know whether Mercer will agree, but I'm not quite sure how to spell it, but...
I won't be able to spell it. you're
spot on.
Rio Koscielny. Only we played Arsenal in the beginning of the season when we beat them 2-0 and he played against Sacco. And Sacco's quick, strong. And I just thought he was phenomenal that day. I think he's got everything. I've watched him loads on TV and... I think he's
unsung hero, isn't he?
Yeah,
for Arsenal.
He is,
he's one of them. He needs to play, doesn't he? He's the one with the pace and the positional.
For sure, yeah. And I just think he's great for Arsenal because I think he complements Mertesacker really well. And I just think he's a top player. He's also really good on the ball. And Rio just speaks for himself, doesn't he?
Probably one of the best in the world at the time.
So, and then left back, who has punished me for something silly before, is Leighton Baines, when I got sent off and he put two free kicks straight in the top corner.
Did you deserve to go?
I did win the ball, but it was a tackle from behind, but I'm always going to say that. So, but yeah, from that result, I just scored a penalty and we was 2-1 up, and from that resulting free kick, he bent one in the corner, top corner, and then I think about 10 minutes later, he bent one in the other corner. So, and I just think every time we played against him, he's so clever with the ball, his crossing and everything is really good. The one that's going to stand out for me the most is this fella. Two guy. When I was a young kid, I played against Blackburn, and he taught me an absolute lesson how to play midfield. I was young and arrogant and thought, oh, he's got grey hair, I'm going to get in and around him and try and rat him. And he had me on a bit of string for 90 minutes. So I'll never forget that. I always tell people about that.
Because you wouldn't expect...
No, because obviously, I love Steven Gerrard. I love... I think Frank Lampard is one of the best goal scoring midfielders the country's ever seen, but personal experience, I'm going to have to go for him. The other fella is...
You put the next two in together?
Yep, please. No problem. Modric and... Scholes. They speak for themselves. Scholes is, in my eyes, the best player that we've seen in the country's seen in a long, long time. Modric, I played against him at White Hart Lane, same as two guy. First 10 minutes, you feel like, well, you've probably had people ratting you, to be honest, you ain't done the ratting, but you try and get close to someone. You try and get close to someone and give him a kick and let them know early doors, but for some reason, this fella always knew I was coming. 10 minutes before I knew I was going to get there. I love watching him for Madrid, the way he plays with the outside of his right peg, and I just think he's a great player. This is, as I say, from my own experience, players I'm going to go for in the middle, Rooney. It just winds me up every time I hear people get on his back, you know, the press and everyone. And I just think from what he's done for the country and for United, he's phenomenal. And if I was him, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know how he puts up with it, with the criticism he gets for what he does. I mean... still at the where he's now, what is he, 30 or something? He's still the best player Manchester United have got in my eyes.
People have short memories, don't they?
Yeah, of what he's done for the game. You know, I just think he's a top player. And
just hitting form, big loss.
2 months he's out for.
I know. Obviously, it's the same thing with the country being half devastated because of what he brings to the team. Not only as a player, but obviously as the captain of a lot of young lads in the team now. So hopefully he can get back fit. Next one is Torres, and I'm going to go with, on the other side, I'm going to play three up top, main strikers for some mad reason, and Drogba.
Start with Torres, tell us why he was so good.
Because every time I went to Anfield, he scored an hat-trick, I think, when he was playing. and he even at our place, I mean, them few years he was with Liverpool, I mean, he was just unplayable in points, and I used to... The ball used to come into him and his first touch off. And you only really realise that when you're playing against a centre-forward as a sort of defensive midfield player, when the ball gets whipped into him and you think, I'm going to snatch this. And they just, their first touch and the way they play it out to the wingers. And he was his finishing when we played up there was phenomenal.
Like when we're watching on the telly and we're watching from a distance, how quick are these players? How quick are they?
Obviously, I watch a lot of football, and the TV never does it justice. Even when you're live at a game, when you're playing and the ball's getting smashed into him and they've got a big ginger up his back and he's trying to knee him and headbutt him from behind him. He just was so strong and he was just a top player in my eyes. I told you. And the same with Drogba. I mean, he just always seemed to score against us, and whether it was with his feet or his head, and he just used to obviously grab the game by the scruff of the neck as a centre-forward. And I just thought, as I said, playing against him and watching the game while we're playing and thinking, he's a special player, you know. And
Did you love And do you love playing against those sort of players, or would you rather they weren't on the team sheet?
No, you want to play against the best, because that's how you test your ability. And I can assure you, I've played against the best. Obviously, like the likes of Ronaldo and Gareth Bale, and as I said, Gerrard and Lampard and players like that. But and they are top world class players. But when I've the memories I've got as a player, these are the players that stand out in my eyes.
Brilliant team, brilliant, everybody.
Man. Brilliant,
brilliant.
Thank you so much. Brilliant.
You're listening to the Fantasy FC podcast,
brought to you by Sky Sports.
So that was Mark Noble's 1-11 best players he's played against. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it.
No problem.
This is what Martin Keown said. Okay, to you, Paul Merson, when last week you said, for £50,000, you would kiss him, all right? This is what Martin Keown says. He says, I think Merce might have to lose a bit of weight first.
I understand that bit. That's why I'm on the diet. Yeah.
He said it on the Daily Mail. He said it on the Daily Mail website. It's millions of people hearing this. Whoever's offering the money can put their wallet away because it's never going to happen. How do you feel? Martin Keown has rejected you there.
What is wrong with him? It's just a joke. Why is he getting serious?
When you said 50,
he should be more than happy with that. Hey, 50 grand, on. I got offered 2 million to start with and I went down to 50. Because I needed the money, you know what I mean?
Mark.
It's not like he's Maldini, is it?
I was going to say he's done you a favour.
50 grand, Mark?
For Merce to kiss me?
No, well, OK, who would, out of Keon and
you don't have to pay me for me to kiss you.
Who would you rather out of Merson and Keon?
Oh, come on. There's a couple more weeks.
You are looking well, mate.
Couple more weeks and I'll be there.
He is looking well.
Seriously, I'll be there.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football FC.
For other podcasts you might enjoy, head to skysports.com/podcast.